This is Bobo, live from Lobo. This is Bobo, live from Lobo.
I'm not lying.
City, my Mets hat, jersey on, back fat, representing Queens like a black cat, and what tacos and Kit Kat, lazy boy with the Lanigan, Stoodle gang, I'm a hooligan, where's the check, you pick it up, but I never pay, cause I fucking suck, run my pants, I peeny pop, hide and seek, try to find my cock, shit stains in my underoos, I'm Bobo, who the fuck are you, who the fuck are you, fuck are you, fuck are you. Fuck are you? Shit stains in my underoos, I'm Bobo. Who the fuck are you? Fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
Do the Daniel Curlin. 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 Do the Daniel Curlin.
I'm a star and you're a troll. I'm a donut, you're a jelly roll. You're a fanboy, I'm on the show. Well, you're all alone and your mama's home. Doggy style is what I do when I'm in court and not in school. Up down game with your girlfriend, I just came on your girlfriend. Unicycles with training wheels, my agent cut all my deals. I take a shit but don't wipe my butt. I just save the city for good luck. 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 Take a shit, but don't wipe my butt. I just saved this thingy for good luck. For good luck. For good luck.
Do the Daniel Curlin. 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 Do the Daniel Curlin.
Radio and podcasts, my boob belly is growing fast. I got sea of pubes and a sweet ass. They love junk food and smoky grass. I cut the cheese, turn the heat up. See minority, I speed up. Gobblegoo is what I do. She's on the rag, that's ragu. I met a girl on the IE. She was homeless, came home with me. She loved the Mets, she loved my dogs. When I woke up, all my stuff is gone. 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 My stuff is gone. My stuff is gone. My stuff is gone.
Do the Daniel Curlin. 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 Do the Daniel Curlin.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 155. The weather is currently a pleasant 72 degrees. There's not a cloud in the sky. Nice and humidity is not too bad at the moment. I hope you'll join me on this relaxing, calm evening flight as we put all of our troubles to the side. We'll leave our troubles at the door for a bit. And just marvel at mankind's achievement to even manifest his dreams of flight at all. You know, we had a dream to fly like a bird for decades, and well, since the dawn of time. And we just a short century ago or so, you know, we finally realized these dreams, and now we're here. We perfected it, and on a grander level, the wonders of modern technology that allows us to relive those moments in history from the relative safety and comfort of our own homes. And I would suggest that you pay a visit to www.gruntfreepress.com to join a community of like-minded, positive, intelligent thinkers that bask in the simplicity and intuitiveness of digital entertainment of in the modern age. You can also send questions and tips on living a full life to podcast@gruntfreepress.com, where the captain of our inclusive think tank, Absolute Deicide, will be more than happy to share your thoughts and musings with the public at large on this highly successful and multiple award-winning radio broadcast. So if you can't tell by that little bit there, yeah, I had another fucked up week of gaming that really pissed me off this week. It was pretty bad. I did a pretty miserable fucking week of gaming. But I'll dial it back a bit. I mean, mostly what it just the week started off. I had a really fucked up day of gaming. Anyway, that was the big one. It really pissed me off to start the week off. A nasty Tuesday, we'll say. So that's what we'll call it now. We got a new segment for the show, Nasty Tuesdays. Tuesdays usually go either way. I mean, for me, that's basically my Sunday, just now for context. It'd be like having a shitty Sunday, I guess, for regular people. I have Nasty Tuesdays. Because, yeah, I mean, I have Mondays and Tuesdays off, right? So, the Monday, which would be my Saturday for normal people. Monday I waste my time fucking, recording and dealing with this fucking bullshit or whatever. Afterwards, after I'm done doing this fine show, I'll go out and just do whatever I need to do, you know what I mean? Do fucking life things. Run some life errands, shit like that. Just do all my, just basic garbage. So just that on Tuesday, it'd be my Sunday. So on Tuesday I can fucking relax and just really, dig into some games that I want to play and shit. Lazy Tuesdays, just fucking hanging around, fucking playing games usually. Or in this case, of course, it's fucking Nasty Tuesdays is what happened. So I had this fucking itch to break out of my, I just wanted to fucking break out my, my flight stick and play a flight sim for whatever reason. Just fucking like, whatever. I'd be fucking, I don't know why. Just fucking like, I should probably just play a flight sim. And, I have a fucking flight stick, so why not? Haven't done that in a while. Have the stick, two and two together. I get the Thrustmaster HOTAS X or whatever, and that's been sitting on a shelf since probably like Elite Dangerous I was playing like fucking years ago, two years ago. So I'm whatever. It's fucking nice weather, clear skies. What could possibly go wrong? Just to fucking break out a flight stick and just take to the skies. Allow me to introduce myself. Because, a lot of shit went wrong. Part of what spurred the urge to fly was just the usual, whatever, fucking scrolling through fucking the old, good old Steam library there. And I was looking for something to play and just fucking, played it. That looks fucking gay. Don't know what that is or why I bought it, whatever. And I see, one of the ones I saw IL-2 Sturmovik. I mean, they just kept like catching my eye that game. IL-2 Sturmovik. That's a, it's a plane, I believe. I think that's what it was the game's named after. It's a World War II plane. But yeah, I mean, the game's a, it's a World War II fucking combat flight sim. Which I had on, I had the game on Xbox 360 and I fucking absolutely loved it on there. I loved the fucking, when I played it, when it came out, when it was new on there, played the shit out of it. I bought a flight stick for the 360 specifically just for that game. The problem with that too, Derek, I bought that fucking, it was like the Ace Combat flight stick is one of the few ones they had for the 360, but it only worked for fucking like a few games, which fucking sucked, just wasn't compatible with a lot of other games. It was like fucking, but yeah, I bought it. It was for Ace Combat 5, I want to say 4 or 5. the Flight 6 specifically just for that game. Then it was like, I'll work for fucking IL-2 Sturmovik and whatever, Birds of Prey, I think. And then fucking like, Ace Combat 6 came out. And I fucking, I'm like, oh, cool, I can use the stick for this too. It's like, no, it's just not compatible. It doesn't work. And like, no other games fucking work for us. That was kind of gay. But, I more or less fucking mastered fucking IL-2 Sturmovik on 360. And I think I did every mission on there, like simulation difficulty, you know, like I played a ton of it. I think I did every fucking like single player campaign fucking scenario with like, you know, highest difficulty, highest rating. And I'd go online, I'd play and shit. And yeah, it was fucking fun. Big fan of it. Because I really killed the game there, you know, by playing it so much on 360. I mean, I don't really, I'm looking at fucking IL-2 Sturmovik there. I'm like, I don't really want to replay it. You know what I mean? I've already played so much of that fucking game. But I'm like, all right, well, let's just click on the game in Steam. You just go to like the store page. They'll give you a game similar to whatever you're looking at. So, similar to that, there's a game called IL-2 Sturmovik Cliffs of Dover. So I don't know what the fuck that is. So I'm just reading the description of it, and yeah, it seems like Cliffs of Dover. It's like a remake of the original game, maybe something like that. Like something about it's like, we took the original game and we just completely redid it, like a new, more modern engine. And again, it's kind of like vague, the description. But it seemed like maybe like more missions, more planes, like shit like that. But I was looking at that, and I didn't really fucking look too deeply into it, just because the Steam sale was happening, and it was like the game was like $2. I'm like, fuck it, you know, I'll just grab it. I'll fucking figure it out. You know, even if it's the same, even if it's just like a flat out remake of the old game, I'm like, yeah, whatever. For a couple bucks, I'll have a better looking game. I can just, you know, fly a few missions for like nostalgia's sake. You know what I mean? A couple hours fucking flying around and shit. Probably look, you know, it'll look better and whatever. You know, again, I'd be happy with that for a couple bucks. That'd be a fun way to kill a Tuesday, you know? And, so I fucking Cliffs of Dover, IL-2 Sturmovik, Cliffs of Dover. I'm like, all right, fucking install it. Just like whatever, just going through the menus, just to fucking whatever, get my stick plugged in. I'm gonna have to fucking like fuck with this thing, I'm sure, a little bit just to set it up. The game itself was running like fucking garbage. not even like the game, even before the game, I guess, like before I even get into the game, just like the menus, just again, it's fucking mess to navigate, and like the menus get through anything, like takes forever to click an option. It was like taking forever to fucking load like anything. And I was just looking for like a basic like tutorial to make sure I'm like, you know, I just want to make sure the stick's fucking working and I get it all set up. And I'm like clicking on like, all right, looking at my options, click on like battles. I'm like, I'll just fucking do a quick battle, whatever, you know what I mean? You click battles and it takes you to this fucking like giant like map, just like a map. And I'm guessing like these historical air battles are like little circles on the map and shit. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this is. So back up a second. And just like looking at what was there. I'm like, well, so this is like nothing like the original game. It was nothing like the original fucking IL-2 that I fucking remembered. It doesn't look anything like that. Like none of the fucking options are the same. So, that could be a good or a bad thing. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know what the fuck's going on. You go to controls. Just go to the control option. Just, you know, just see what the options they have for the stick are, you know? Yeah, I just have no fucking clue what I'm looking at, you know? It's like fucking set up your, you know, it was like one tab, set up your keys, and there's another fucking giant list of controls and shit, and I don't know what most of them even fucking, like, mean, you know what I mean? Like, I have, like, no idea like what they're even asking me. It's been a while since I dealt with this, you know, aviation terms, you know what I mean? Like, I have fucking, like, no idea what the fuck they're even asking me to set up. You know, it's like fucking my ailometer and the fucking the pylons near center yaw. I'm just like, dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't even know. I just fucking made those up, but those might not be real terms, but that's what that was what it was like for me. You know what I mean? He's looking at this. It's like might as well be fucking Chinese. I'm looking at like I have no idea what the fuck you want me to do. Yeah, and then this two, you know, they have like the two tabs at the top of the options menu there, so you can switch between. It's, you know, it's the keys I was looking at, and then it's axes. I think I just said axes, axes. I don't know, but yeah, I was guessing like, all right, one of these tabs is for like probably setting up like keyboard and mouse controls, and the others for the stick, I guess. So why, you know, why I just don't understand like why couldn't I just say like, hey, you know, we see that you have a fucking flight stick plugged in, so let's just like, you know, walk you through the steps of setting the shit up, you know, that'd be the best thing to do, but of course not. I'm like, all right, whatever. I tried fucking just like, all right, just set everything set to default and fucking just like, won't even fucking like recognize the stick. You know what I mean? Like nothing's going on there. So yeah, so I go into fucking the, you know, the Steam discussions fucking page for that game. And let me tell you something. I mean, I've said this before, but yeah, I've said fucking, you know, I don't like fucking PC gamers in general. I've made that pretty clear. I mean, I play most of my fucking, almost all my fucking games on PC at this point, but, you know, I just consider myself a gamer who happens to play on PC for, like, convenience sake, you know what I mean? Just because, rather than play shit fucking all, you know, all over the place, like pretty much every fucking decade or whatever, like every fucking like console generation you'd call it, like I play games from there, so just it's just easier, just fucking PC, just fucking, you know, everything just fucking on there, same games and shit. So yeah, I mean, I don't really consider myself like I was a guy playing PC all the time, but I don't really consider myself a PC gamer, you know what I mean? Again, I don't fucking don't like playing with a keyboard and mouse either, if I can help it. So that gets me out of that nomenclature, if that's the right word. I don't know, but yeah. So So I'm fucking looking this shit up, and you see all the fucking time. You know what I mean? When I'm when I'm trying to like figure something out like this, like fucking like I have like specific problems for a game and looking through the fucking, again, Steam discussions, I do it all the time. I'm just fucking like, I have some weird little fucking problem, and going through like the forum there or whatever, you see like, oh, hey, somebody else has a similar problem, cool, you know what I mean? And then you get all these fucking responses to what's usually like a very simple issue that can be easily fixed by checking a box somewhere. You know, just something like you wouldn't really know, you know what I mean? Like fucking, like, it's not like the simple thing of changing like a setting in the actual game. It's like, oh, you have to like right click on like properties and click some box or some shit and it'll be fine. You know, people figure that out, but you know, whatever. Or, but yeah, so it could be like a simple thing, but you get these fucking responses to what's usually something like that. And you get these fucking nerds that are like, they'll respond like, oh, well, what are your specs? You know, what version of Windows are you running? Oh, you shouldn't download auto updates. You know, that's your problem. And, you know, roll back your drivers to the previous version. Then you should probably go to GitHub and install this kernel editor. You can log in the background, look at your processes that you're running on startup. Then, you know, then if you post your results here, then, you know, then maybe I'll look at it and we can talk about, maybe you might have to like solder in like a new motherboard or something like that. Like, you know, just get these fucking like hardware faggots is what they are. You know, programming niggers is another one. You know, they're all about fucking like modding and like dicking around with every like sub program in the operating system to like, oh, well, if you do that, you're gonna get five more frames, so why wouldn't you? You know, or fucking I was going to break like 50 other fucking things in your computer, but if that happens, I mean, oh, you should have known to like reverse all that. Just reverse all that shit and every time, you know, you then use fucking like custom configurations for every fucking program that you run, like that type of shit. It's like, dude, like, fuck you guys. You know, you don't fucking like spend like so much time doing that shit. You can't fucking possibly play like video games like at all. Like you're just dicking around with shit. Yeah, I mean, they're usually fucking like nothing to add. You know what I mean? When it comes to just playing a game like a normal person, yeah, those are the ones that are probably they're usually like fucking like, oh, you run these cheat programs and it's fucking the game plays itself pretty much. Oh, yeah, you fucking losers. But, yeah, those homos are fucking like cancer, you know, but there's like an entire like sub fucking species of them that I think really take the cake here. Which is the flight sim enthusiasts, if you want to call them that. I'm trying to like set up the stick for this game. I got this pretty simple problem, you know what I mean? I have fucking probably the most common flight stick out there, I think, that the HOTAS X there. It's like fucking just pretty standard, and I think it's not like some weird fucking off brand. It's not some like super expensive, I don't know, some cockpit fucking, you know, replica set up with 50 knobs. It's just like a normal fucking flight stick that people buy, and it's, again, I think it's like the most popular one like in the, that's ever been fucking made, I believe, the HOTAS X. So I get that thing. It's like, how do I make this work, that work with this game, you know what I mean? And just reading these fucking responses, you just go into the options and set it up key by key, button by button, whatever. Neat, you know what I mean? And then fucking, you know, again, this is the same people at like looking through the fucking discussions, people asking, you know, other people, you know what I mean? This is the same shit that normal people would ask. And you get fucking, you know, responses like, you know, they're asking again, like, well, what do you use? You know, what are your like bindings that you're using? So I can just fucking like copy that and just like whatever. As I don't know what the fuck's going on. Yeah, you go, well, you know, it's different for everybody, you know, like fucking, if you want to fly, it's going to be different. I mean, you really just set everything up yourself so that you know all the, you know, you get to know every single fucking term they're using. Then you can like fine tune it to your preferences and, you know, then fucking people are asking, well, do you have like some sort of like, just like a general, like people, like, again, like I was saying, like, just give me like a general fucking thing. Like, you know, so I have like a baseline of what to do. Do you have some sort of like quick start guide or anything like that, so I don't have to fucking literally have to study to become a fucking pilot, you know what I mean? And then they'll like post a link like, oh, this manual here just contains everything you need to know, and they'll post a link to like a manual to an actual plane, like an A, like a fucking like Warthog A-10 or whatever, like, oh, here you go, like fucking that'll get you started. And once you master the fucking how to actually fly a Warthog A-10, then like you can transfer those skills to like other planes, and you can get those fucking manuals. And so, yeah, you need to go fucking plane by plane, and you know what I mean? That's what you're gonna have to do. It's like, dude, what a fucking sack of shit, you know what I mean? It's not just like one thing, right? One guy doing that. Like, I saw like multiple fucking similar things posted fucking multiple fucking times, you know what I mean? What a fucking gay ass community, like the fucking flight sim community. Like, dude, you guys are fucking faggots, fucking ridiculous. So I'm like, all right, I'm not even gonna fucking deal with this shit. So I gave up on Cliffs of Dover, more like Cliffs of Bendover, am I right? Yep, it's fucking too hardcore for me, dude. You know what I mean? Fuck it. I was whatever, man. Let's go there. Now I have the fucking stick. I guess I'll just play like plain fucking IL-2 fucking Sturmovik that I've already fucking played the shit out of. But yeah, it's in my library already, but whatever. So, start that up, and yeah, that's not the same game either that I fucking remember. It's not the fucking one I was playing on 360. So I'm just looking at the menus. I don't know what the same thing. I don't know what the fuck these menus are. They're a mess. I mean, I tried doing like, I was just click on the tutorial and tried doing that, and my throttle's fucking like backwards. Like I gotta like fucking push back to go faster, and like forward like slows me down and shit. And just I can't figure out how to like revert, like how to like fix that. And like, again, looking in the fucking controls and shit, I don't know like how to fix that. It should be a simple fix, but there's no thing to fucking just reverse it to normal. So Yeah, I managed to fucking like start the engines up and shit, and I'm like, all right, I'll just deal with that. You know, just fucking whatever. My fucking throttles are gonna be reversed, but I can deal with that. So just try flying like that, and yeah, I can't. I'm like, all right, start the engines up. You sit there for like a minute. Like, is that, you know, the fucking propeller is like fucking spinning up? I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll figure it out. And just yeah, my plane's fucking drifting to the left like all the time, and fucking like I'm trying to pull up on the stick, like nothing's working, like that's not fucking responding, like the controls are just all fucked up. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on. I like how to fix it, or no clue what the fuck's going on. So just fucking, I don't know what the fuck that is. I back out to the main menu, and I'm like, all right, what else we got here? Again, so I'm looking for, I thought I was fucking playing the same game that I fucking knew from the 360, and yeah, I see like a historical campaign, so a campaign, right? I mean, you figure that's what I'd want. Maybe a bit of walk you like step by step again of like fucking like, oh, you know, pull this and fucking pull the stick up and try doing this and fucking hear your keys and fucking all that shit. And yeah, that way you can like troubleshoot what's going on, kind of what the fuck the problem is. So I load up the campaign from the menus. That takes fucking forever. It gives you some biography of like some dude's fucking picture pops up, some pilot, and he gives you his fucking biography. And I'm like, all right, this fuck is a big fucking just page of text like popping up about who this guy is, and oh, he's born here and his wife and blah 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 and all this shit. Okay, so go to a button. There's a button that says next day. Click on that. Another long ass load time. And then just more text pops up, just a wall of text of, oh, then he went to flight school and blah, like all this shit. And next day, click on that, loading, please wait, more text. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck, is this a fucking like text adventure or what? What the hell's going on? Like I'd been fucking, again, I've been fucking dicking with this shit for like hours. Like my patience is just fucking, patience is out at this point. So I fucking quit the game, fucking glance at I'm like, all right, again, let's go to the Steam discussions for this game real quick. Again, so just plain old IL-2 Sturmovik, and exactly same fucking thing as the other fucking time. Just fucking all these, flight sim fucking enthusiasts. Queers, you know what I mean? Just I'm like, I'm not, whatever, dude. Like fuck this, dude. I was about to quit right there. I remembered that there is this game called War Thunder, which I'd played on the PS4 like years ago when it came out, and I remember it was like, yeah, it was pretty much like a free to play version of IL-2, like the IL-2 Sturmovik, like the game on the 360. It's like, oh no, this is like almost exactly the same. It was fucking free and shit on PS4. But it was just gay on, when I was trying to play it on PS4 because I didn't have a PlayStation 4 flight stick, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, well, I can get it on PC and use a flight stick for that. So, yeah, I mean, it's like exactly the same fucking game, you know what I mean, the one I was, the original IL-2 that I played, with just like, so they just added onto it with, you know, there's like tanks and shit, and it's, you know, made by the same studio, Gaijin. I'm like, all right, whatever, man, that's fucking what I want, you know what I mean? I could fucking use that. I can play that for a little bit, and it's free too. But I'm like, all right, cool. I fucking started downloading it. And as it's downloaded, I'm looking at like the DLC, and they have, I think what it was, when I started playing on the PS4 too, it's like, they only give you a few like single player missions. And it's like, you got to pay money for more of them. And I'm looking at here on the PC, the DLC and shit. It's like the old campaign was like $20 or something like that. And I'm like, that seems reasonable now, you know what I mean? I'll settle for that. Something that I know the game, I know what that campaign is. At least I know it'll work, and again, I can stick around with it for a little bit. So I pay the $20, fucking download the campaign and shit. Like, yeah, I'm good, that's cool. Start the game up, and it doesn't work. The problem now is the game's fucking giving me keyboard and mouse prompts. Even though at the start of it, I picked joystick controls. Yeah, it was telling me, like, you know, press space to continue, press fucking V to change views and shit. And I'm Yeah, I'm trying the takeoff and the landing tutorial, and yeah, I still remember this fucking game like it's the back of my fucking hand. You know what I mean? It's the exact same thing that I played for fucking hours and hours. And yeah, the game's telling me, yeah, move the mouse forward and back to control your pitch. And just like, dude, fuck you, dude, fuck this shit. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, but yeah, I was like, is my stick like not working? But then like, I'll take off. Like, sometimes the stick works. Like, you know, sometimes it doesn't. And depending on the mission that I'm trying, it works sometimes and it doesn't work other times. And, yeah, like I really just need to be able to fucking be let loose. You know what? I just fucking just give me, let me fucking fly around, just like figure this shit out and go from there, and let me hit all the buttons and figure out what does what, and I'll be good. And, but of course not, you know what I mean? It's not letting me do that. Like, every fucking mission I try is like fucking like all this bullshit at the beginning that I'm just fucking like, oh, press fucking five to do this and fucking all this shit. And it's like, I need to just be on the stick, you know, I need to be on the stick and pressing buttons and this shit to figure this out. They give me the default view they give me is like third person behind the plane. You know, it's just like, get that shit out of there. I don't want to be fucking like third person. Again, I was always playing driving or fucking flight sims. I was always playing fucking first person. Like, I don't know why they keep like forcing me to be in third person. It's just fucking pissing me off. So I'm like, all right. So again, I'm just like dicking around with the buttons. I'm like, all right, well, I think I found the button to change the views, but now it's just, again, it's just fucking like, oh no, now you can't do that. Now it's locked me into a view, like the third person view, and I can't fucking change it for this fucking section they're doing. It's like, dude, this is like just confusing the shit out of me, because it's just like locking buttons out and shit depending on what I'm doing. So yeah, certain buttons aren't fucking responding, or it's, you know, it seems like they're doing like different actions, like different shit they're doing depending on like what they're telling me to do in the fucking game. It's like, this is just confusing the fuck out of me. Yeah, Jesus fucking Christ. So you know, most command prompts are popping up and shit, and just like, I don't know what the fuck is going on here. Like, I don't know, it was just so simple on the fucking 360, where just fucking, I plugged in the fucking stick and it worked, and yeah, the game fucking recognized it and it worked. So, even going through the controls of this fucking game of, War Thunder, like, it's just like a straight up option. It just says, one of the things is like, you know, flight master, fucking thrust master, fucking HOTAS X, fucking, if you have that, check this box, and check it, and default the controls for that. But it's just like, dude, why is this so fucked up? You know, I was getting really fucking mad. I mean, you know, yelling and shit, and it was so goddamn frustrating. Almost like the entire fucking day wasted fucking with a fucking flight stick, you know. Nasty Tuesday. So I gave up. Like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know what the fuck they want from me. But I guess I had my pilot's license fucking revoked. I don't know. I mean, the last thing I tried was like going into like the settings on Windows and just to look at it from there. I think like possibly when like one of the fucking buttons doesn't work on the stick, like the fucking, it was one of the buttons, like the five key or whatever. But I was definitely using that button on fucking, when I was playing War Thunder, and one of the missions, that it was fucking like working there. So it's like, dude, if this one button broke, like it broke right then, like, I don't know, like even I could probably work around with fucking one button not working, but everything else is just so fucked up. Like, I don't know, dude, I don't want to spend fucking hundreds of dollars on fucking another fucking flight stick, especially, you know, it's just like one button that's not working. That seemed to be the fucking least of the issues that I was dealing with that shit. So I don't know. Go fuck yourself. Just go fuck yourself. So welcome back. Yeah, so we had a nasty Tuesday there. So that was day one of the week. So it was going to be a long episode. That's not all that was nasty about Tuesday either. So we're not even done with the first day, really. So yeah, I had some fucking retarded streaming issues as well. So those came back with a vengeance. I'm pretty sure this said fucking nothing to do with me. Like nothing I did. It wasn't my fucking problem with streaming my fucking games. I think this was Platinum Games being retarded Platinum Games. I really don't like that fucking studio. But somehow I get suckered into buying the games they make, though, for some whatever reason, like over and over again, again and again. So, such was the case for Nier Automatic. So, so Nier's been out for a little bit, I know, but I think it just came out for Xbox or some shit like that. So, I know, I've been hearing about the game all over again. And when it originally released for PS4, I think, and the PC was somewhere around there, I don't know, the same time or close to it, I'd heard nothing but good things about it. And, you know, fucking, it comes out and it's a possible game of the year. Oh, it's so unique. It's got an awesome story and gameplay. And, the usual hyperbole people use when it's a slow fucking week and the game they're playing isn't like a complete pile of dog shit. It was like, oh my god, oh, you gotta run out and buy this new game. It's just, it's so good, it's gonna blow your mind. And then you play, it's like, this game kind of sucks. But just listen to people fucking talk about it. There were enough fucking red flags there that I wasn't personally falling for it. I mean, it was made by fucking Platinum, number one. That was the big one. You know, it's a JRPG, something about, oh, you have to replay the game multiple times to get like a real ending or some shit. And just the concept of that sounds fucking atrocious to me. But, you know, in a moment of weakness, you know, it was the second round of hype that it was going through, plus it's fucking, it was on the Steam sale for like $30, something like that. So I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll fucking bite, whatever. We'll see what this game's about here, this Nier Automata. Streaming issue with the game, which, yeah, streaming issues, like, not that big of a deal, but it's fucking real dumb. So, how would I use OBS, how that works, what I do, like the best way to use it that I found, you just set it to fucking game capture, and what that does, it'll capture anything that you're playing full screen, and it'll just fucking stream it, you know, so it's just fucking set it, forget it type of thing. So I start fucking Nier Automata, and I'm pretty happy with the, I was pretty happy just starting it up. The settings menu is right there at the very beginning. Like at the start screen, so that's always fucking appreciated in a PC game. A big no-no with PC games is when they have that sort of like a cold open that some games do, where you're, you know, it's like, oh, here's like the first 15 minutes, like no title screen, or you hit start from the title screen, just like throws you into fucking like, oh, you know, here's fucking all this action. You can't fucking do anything, and, you know, until you finish up this one first like part of the game, then you can adjust the settings and that shit, and then you have to usually restart the game, and then, like, sometimes you have to play through the fucking opening again and shit, and just like hope that you got it right. And yeah, that shit fucking sucks. I hate that. That drives me fucking nuts. So I'm like, all right, so I'm just do the settings here from the beginning, fucking set near, fucking full screen, you know, 1440p, fucking ultra, whatever, not to brag or anything like that. So I have it set up, should be fine, fucking restart the game, start OBS, and fucking, all right, game looks good, whatever, should be fine, like, looking, the stream's going, like, everything's good, cool, fucking simple, nice and simple, shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, I'm playing the game for a little bit, and then I glance over at my other monitor, looking at my stream, Yeah, yeah, the stream's just stuck on like a loading screen, like fucking, like what the fuck? Why'd it freeze up? But I, you know, that happens every now and then. It just fucking gets lags behind. You get a little refresh, so I refresh it, and that doesn't help at all. It's just probably just stuck on the fucking same screen. But it says the stream's running. It was just like you can see like the timer's going or whatever. Like, you know, it says live and shit, and just a static fucking screen of like a, you know, a loading screen. So I go to OBS and fucking check that, and it's like, no, that's running too. Everything's fucking like running, like everything's green, seems fine. Like, nothing's dropping fucking frames. Just no fucking game is going on. It's not showing me the game, just the loading screen. So yeah, as far as I can tell, what's going on is fucking when you're playing near and full screen mode, it's bullshit. like it's fake. Like the initial loading screen, that when it loads up, that's running full screen. Then the game like drops into like a window, like it launches a separate window, which from that loading screen, which just like fucks everything up. You know what I mean? It fucks fucking OBS up. It fucks G-Sync up. You know what I mean? It's no fucking good. But I think that's what's going on. So I'm like, all right, so now I have to fucking work around that. You know, it's like I can run in windowed, I guess. I can just do like a windowed mode and do like a display capture or a window capture from OBS, which works, but it's kind of shittier. But that also means there'll be a fucking white bar at the top of the screen when I'm playing, which bothers me for some reason. It's a little white bar. It just says like the name of the game. It's like that fucking makes me mad. So yeah, I do some fucking like some digging around again, and I'll make it a long story short. There's a program you can buy from Steam called Borderless Gaming, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's, you know, pick a game that runs in a window and it just fucking blows it up full screen. So that was another $2 I had to fucking spend on this fucking game on Nier. But it's like, oh, doing that, it's still not real full screen. It just fucking gets rid of that white bar and shit. But, yeah, I still have to use fucking display capture and OBS. But it's like, all right, whatever. You know what I mean? It is what it is to do that, and that worked. But let's talk about the game. So, yeah, in the beginning of it, the beginning of the game, it's totally not what I was expecting. Yeah, they have you flying around in a mech, and it's almost like a space shooter, like Ikaruga or something like that. You using the fucking right stick to aim your, you know, you can do like a 360 aiming. You can aim your shots. So you can fucking like dodge and, you know, dodge and melee attack and shit. I mean, it's pretty cool. Yeah, I looked, it played fucking well and shit. I'm like, oh, this is, I'm fucking shocked. Like, this is kind of cool. Like, it's maybe it's just like a balls out action game, which will be pretty fucking sweet. You know, then it switches you to, you're playing like a chick on foot and you're fighting a fucking boss and like running down these fucking like linear hallways and shit. I'm like, yeah, this is kind of cool. It's like a fucking straight up action game, but it's fucking, it's, you know, pretty snappy. I like it. You know, the action's pretty tight and it's fucking solid. Well, yeah, it's a little bit like fucking like Bayonetta or whatever. And you get a gun and a sword and, you know, if you dodge an attack the last second, you get like fucking bullet time or, you know, witch time, whatever the fuck. You know, it just slows down and you can, you know, launch people in the air and shit. I'm like, this, you know, again, I'm like, this is pretty cool. Like, whatever. It's like, I kind of like the aesthetic of it too. It's just like industrial steampunk fucking people in like leather costumes and these fucking like robots and shit. Yeah, I'm kind of on board with this. Like, this is, again, I thought it was going to be gay, but I'm like, this is fucking pretty neat, you know? I'm like, fucking, like, maybe fucking Platinum got a game right for once. And again, I'm like, hearing all, like, the hype and shit, I'm like, oh, maybe it's, you know what I mean? Maybe it's fucking cool. They actually did something good, you know? Yeah, then like after that, it turns into a JRPG, and it's fucking painful. Like, they put you on the space station. Apparently you're an android, and yeah, all the humans are on the moon or something stupid. No, you're fucking like walking around talking to other androids that give you one or two sentence fucking responses. It's like useless garbage. It's fucking, you know, 50 people in a room, they all just give you fucking like stupid shit you don't give a shit about. It just, yeah, so yeah, after like the opening, I thought it was real cool. It's like, just fucking, the game just fucking slams on the brakes fucking real hard, and they're trying to explain how the fucking menus and the inventory and the save system works and all this shit, you know, and it's a fucking JRPG, so everything's just like way more fucking convoluted than it needs to be, you know what I mean? If it's like, all right, whatever, dude, and fucking like trying to pay attention to it, but it just like gives you like 50 fucking things at once, like, oh yeah, do this, and this does this, and this does this, and oh, if you go into this sub menu, and yeah, if you're just like, all right, whatever, man, I'll fucking, you play around with it for a little bit, and you'll get it, you know what I mean? I was getting the hang of it after a while, but it's like listening to these fucking NPCs like drone on about it, it doesn't help, it actually hurts, I think, it prevents you from like figuring it out, it just fucking confuses you. So then you get off the that space station, they send you into an open world hub, which is like the core of the game, I guess, of what I played. It's like most of the game is going to be in like this open world setting. And it's fucking awful. The game like did not need to be one of those games. Just, well, why did they make it open world? Now these you have like these giant fucking open areas with just nothing in them at all. There'll be a fucking enemy here or there, and you can just run up and like kill them in like 2 seconds, like a robot. Or there's fucking like all these like glowy orbs everywhere around the map you can pick up, because, you know, there's a bunch of fucking like shitty like crafting and blah 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 and all these fucking items and shit. And you try, I'm like, all right, whatever, man, I'll try to explore this fucking big open world, and there's fucking just like invisible walls everywhere around the fucking like edges. And I'm like, all right, well, that's fucking gay. You know, it's just fucking like, oh, it looks like there's no reason I can't go in this building, but it's not even like a door there. It's just like an opening, but no, invisible wall. Can I jump over this fucking like edge here to go to this fucking invisible wall? Like all this, it's awful. Like designed really bad. So I'm like, all right, I guess I just got to go by the map then, because all these places that looks like I can go, I can't. It just fucking blocks me off. Look at the map, and the map fucking sucks. It's awful. It's all like pixelated and fucking impossible to read what the hell you're looking at. It's like, you know, there's waypoints on the map, you know, or you can set your own waypoint. And yeah, they do the JRPG thing where, you know, it's just like, all right, well, I just finished a mission or whatever. It's like, oh, let's do like the priority, like the main fucking main story and shit, and you finish one of those missions, then it's like, okay, now I have like not like there's absolutely nothing I can do, nothing, not telling me to go anywhere. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. I'm like walking around this town, just making sure there's something, you know, what the fuck's going on? There's nothing, no fucking like guidance or anything. You're just like, what the fuck am I just like supposed to wander around and just figure out what I'm doing next? No active quests at all. Yeah, I have like nothing going on. And then like you arbitrarily you'll fucking walk somewhere and you'll get like a incoming radio message or some shit like that, or it's fucking, oh, you should go here now or whatever, and like a mission will open up. It's like, I fucking hate JRPGs, I really do. And they haven't fucking evolved at all either, going by this fucking nonsense. Like, it might as well be like a PS2 fucking JRPG, you know what I mean, that I fucking couldn't stand. It's the same fucking shit. Yeah, one of the first things they do in the game is, yeah, again, they drop you into the world and shit, and say, follow this fucking waypoint, and, but, yeah, this is why, again, on the map, it's just like, oh, here's a point of interest, you know, it'd be like a red dot with, like, question marks on it. So I'm like, oh, I'll check that out, and I'm fucking, like, heading towards that, and, you know, put my own waypoint on the map and shit, and go towards that. And I end up fucking like doing like the entire opening sequence of the game again, pretty much like the hallways and shit that I was going down. Like, it's like, all right, okay, I'm going through that again, just in reverse. Cause it's like fucking like, that's like where the waypoint's telling me to go. You know what I mean? It's in that direction, but, going, fucking doing it. So it's kind of weird that immediately, like, you know, I do like this opening sequence, then fucking like, oh, now the next part is I'm doing the same exact area again in reverse. You know what I mean? To fucking like go somewhere, but then I just hit a fucking dead end. Like, I couldn't even get to where I was fucking wanting to go. It's like, I guess I went the wrong way, but now I'm just fucking like stuck at this dead end. So I had to fucking backtrack again out of there. You know what I mean? Find the little alley or whatever the fuck, wherever the game will let me go through. That's not fucking blocked off. And I just wasted fucking 15 minutes like right off the bat doing that shit because they can't draw a fucking simple map. or give you like a useful marker of where you can go and shit. Just, it doesn't get any better from there. I'll say that. It's fucking pretty bad. The map fucking blows. You know, it's awful and fucking. I was trying to get used to it, and then fucking like hours into the game, I run into this fucking just like an NPC that is like. As a little NPC in a town, you can talk to him, and he just gives you a list of topics that you know you can ask him about. And it's essentially like tips for the game, I guess, you know, like tutorial tips or whatever. And yeah, one of the questions that you can ask is, I'm having trouble reading the map, so I asked that, and I'm thinking like, oh, he's gonna give me. Gonna give me something like, you know, he's gonna tell me to like go buy like a map upgrade or some shit, or like, oh, well, try doing this side quest or some shit like that, or like change this setting and like, you know, maybe that'll make more sense to you, or but no, you say, hey, you know, okay, this map's a piece of shit, and then he says like, oh, you know, you'll get used to it, lol, like, oh, no, it's retro, and you know, some people actually like how it's all pixelated and it's shitty and it's fucking impossible to read. And he makes some joke about fucking like, oh, and all the hipsters like it. Lol. It's like, dude, all fucking like meta. Cool. You know, like Jesus fucking Christ. Hey, if you have to fucking address in your game that something's like shitty, like it's like, hey, isn't this such a piece of shit? Like it's fucking like that. That's not a fucking excuse. You know what I mean? It's like that doesn't make it better. Just fucking fix it. How about that? It's fucking garbage. So yeah, Nier sucks shit. I mean, really, just the game in general just sucks. I mean, the map I'm harping on, but just like that's just part of it. It's like one part of it. Everything about this game fucking sucks. I mean, I tried it. I really tried to be like as patient as possible with it. I kept hearing about how great it was, and people were telling me, "Oh, give it time." Yeah, I played the game for like 10 hours, you know what I mean? Hearing other people talk about like, oh, it'll take you like 40 hours to like 100% complete it. So I didn't even get to like the first ending or whatever, but just, I mean, I don't know. So I'm like a quarter of the way through this shit, and I just like, dude, I fucking hate it. Like, I fucking hate this game. Yeah, the last thing I did was like a side quest. Yeah, there's another thing I was hearing, like fucking, like, oh, you know, just, oh, make sure you do the side quest. Like, oh, the side quest in Nier, oh, fantastic. Oh, they're amazing. Like, you won't believe them. And yeah, every fucking side quest I did was telling me, all right, go backtrack to an area that I've already fucking been to and just look for, you know, go pick up some shit. Like, go pick up like an item on the ground in this area that you've already been to 50 times. And the item will just be like some fucking glowing yellow orb that's fucking identical to the 50 other fucking glowing yellow orbs that have been there the whole time. It's just like, oh, here's a new one. Like, go pick that up. Like, fucking, that's fucking amazing. Like, cool fucking side quest. It's terrible. So yeah, the last one I did, I'm doing this quest to collect stamps. Like, hey, go collect 10 stamps. And it's just the 10 orbs. It's 10 yellow glowing orbs that are in places that I've already been in this area. I've already fucking fully explored this. You know, I was like, I fully like, you know, just completely like made sure I was very detailed about going to every fucking corner and just looking for shit in the first fucking time I was there. But now because you fucking took that mission, it's like, oh, hey, more fucking orbs appeared. Yeah, go get those. Gay. It's fucking gay as shit. Fuck Nier. I mean, I even played it. No, I played it like 4 or 5 different days during the week too. Like, I was thinking like, maybe, you know, again, maybe I was pissed off on fucking, you know, I was pissed off from like Tuesday or whatever. Like, I'm just not feeling it that day, or maybe I'm fucking like missing something. Give it a chance and just, you know, try different days of the week. And, you know, try just really trying to get into it. But no, It sucks. Everything about it. You know what I mean? I kept hearing like, oh, but towards the end, like, I'm not going to spoil it, but just, you know, you won't believe all the fucking, the story just, oh, it's unbelievable. You won't believe how it ends. The story is fucking gay as shit. I don't give two shits about the fucking story. I was like 10 hours in. Like, I do not care about anything. Like, I don't give a shit about the story. I don't give a shit about the world. I don't give a shit about anything. It's all fucking anime bullshit. Like, bad anime bullshit, like the most basic, just garbage and naked dudes fucking blowing each other and shit. It's literally fucking gay. Fuck that game. And yeah, what's up with donut sticks too? Yeah, I get a coffee at Dunkin' Donuts yesterday, and there's a cunt in front of me, He's ordering fucking 50 different things, and I'm at the drive-thru, and I'm hearing a fucking order that's going on, and the fucking guy in front of me, it's like, oh, I have a dark blend with fucking 3 sugars and 2 creams and sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich on an everything bagel, and get a blueberry culotta. Can I get an order of hash browns? And I'll also have like another sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich. But can you put that one on like an English muffin? I'll have 2 cold brews, I guess. Yeah, I make one of those decaf. 2 orders of donut fries, and it's like he's just ordering like random shit off the fucking menu, you know, and he's looking at it and he's like, I'll take that and I'll take this and I'll take that. And I do the same thing, but I do that at like Taco Bell or like Burger King or something like that, you know, like somewhere where I don't really care what I get, you know. It's like I don't really give a shit, I just want to shove food in my face. It doesn't really matter what it is. Like that again, Taco Bell doesn't fucking matter, it's all the same shit. And not at fucking Dunkin' Donuts, though. I mean, the food fucking sucks. The food's awful at Dunkin' Donuts. Like, go inside if you want something to eat, you piece of shit. I mean, at the drive-thru is for people who know that you're not supposed to eat there, and they just want to get their coffee as quickly as possible because, you know, they have shit they got to do. So get the fuck out of the way. Then I finally get up there and order my coffee, and the girl says, do you want donut fries with that? And I was thinking, fucking, I thought like the guy in front of me, like donut fries is just something that that fucking retard like made up in his fucking stupid head. Like, oh, it'd be cool if they had donut fries. Like, he just fucking no idea. Like, again, he thought it was at fucking like Burger King or some shit. But apparently it's a real thing. It took me like half a second to hear that and then say like no, I don't want your fucking shitty donut fries. Like, that sounds fucking disgusting. No real point to that story. I just fucking accept that that's where we are now in our society. That fucking we have donut fries. I don't want this to be like an entirely fucking negative episode. Because that's what it's been so far. But in good gaming news this week, I started playing Crash Bandicoot, the Insane Trilogy, which came out on PS4 a while ago, and it just released for PC and Xbox and Switch, I guess. So yeah, I picked it up on PC. And yeah, I'd never really been that big on Crash Bandicoot. I probably fucked around with the game on like PS1 for a couple hours or whatever. But I was like, I thought they were okay, and you know, wasn't really like hooked on them or anything like that. It wasn't like I was picking this up for like nostalgia's sake or anything like that. Like, it wasn't like, oh yeah, I loved Crash fucking when I was like 5, and I'll pick it up again. I wasn't like expecting too much from it. Just like fucking like, oh, these are games that are considered pretty classic games. I've never played, you know, I haven't really like sat down and played them, and like, whatever, man, fucking remasters, I'll try them. But immediately I will say I was fucking impressed with how it ran on the PC. Started the game up, and it just fucking like worked. Like, again, unlike every other fucking game that I played this week, where it's just fucking just like a full screen by default. Fucking options are right there in the fucking in the main menu, which is exciting, I know, but I liked it. So yeah, again, I bump everything up to fucking ultra fucking 1440p and just like whatever, just start playing it. And the game's fucking Crash, the Crash remaster, it's fucking gorgeous. Like, it's really good looking fucking game. I was not expecting that. I knew that they like completely rebuilt the game from the ground up. Just completely just fucking everything just redone. Like, it wasn't just fucking like, oh, we'll up-res this and that or whatever. Like, they just completely like redid everything. And they did that so they could cut any ties to Naughty Dog and not pay him. But you know, it's a fucking goofy cartoon platformer. You know what I mean? But I wasn't expecting too much. I wasn't expecting like the fucking the graphics to just fucking really be anything more than like, ah, it's cartoon bullshit. But whatever it is, I mean, the fucking graphics just fucking like pop, you know, it just look fucking great. It's, like Pixar quality, you could say. Just fucking clean, sharp, and just modern looking, just a real nice looking fucking game. Yeah, I mean, the gameplay took some getting used to. Just, you know, it's an early 3D platformer. But yeah, I mean, once you play it for a little bit, it's still a fun game. You know, it's fucking quirky, we'll say. I mean, the camera angle is a little bit close, and the controls are kind of loose and like slow. Yeah, it's just, you know, loose and slow, like your mom. But yeah, I mean, you get used to it. I mean, it's not fucking like not easy by any means. So some of the jumps you have to take, that you have to be like pixel perfect on them, and you're trying to like line up jumps by looking at Crash's shadow, or you know, just getting like the feel down of like how far he jumps and shit. But yeah, the camera's kind of all over the place. I mean, it's like predictable, but you just got to get used to how the camera like works and shit, and like the perspective and all that. So yeah, it takes a few attempts. That shit can be frustrating, but it wasn't anything that made me want to fucking like quit playing or anything like that. You know, it's not a fucking sack of shit like Nier. You know, it's old school fucking games, like challenging your timing, your reflexes, and all that. It's just like, it's kind of cool. Like, I like it. It's very, you know, simple, but it's, you know, challenging. Just keeps you engaged. I'm not entirely sure what the progression is supposed to be in these games. Again, I'm not an old Crash fan or anything like that. So, because yeah, right at the fucking start, they put you on an overworld map, and it's like, oh, you know, it's just fucking like dots, and, you know, you're on like a path, and there are these red dots for the stages. And it's like, they let you go left or right, like right at the start. So I'm like, all right, let's check out what's to the left here. And it's this, there's a level called Stormy Ascent. And yeah, like, again, I don't know if that's like a new addition to the remaster or what, or if it was there in the original game, but it was fucking like brutally fucking like hard. It's just these stairs that you're climbing up, and some of them like change into ramps that you, slide down. You'll slide down the fucking, the ramps, usually to your fucking death. And, you know, you fucking all these moving platforms and shit. You gotta jump on almost like Mega Man. You gotta like time them out. Yeah, the stage is like real long too. I kept dying. I kept dying on it over and over again. And I was like, all right, whatever. Let me quit out of this and try going to the right. See what's over there. Yeah, you do that, and it's stage one, pretty much as you would expect. It's pretty short and fucking easy and simple. You know, fucking breaking boxes. There's only a few enemies there you got to deal with. You know, no real problem with that. Yeah, only one problem I have is, you know, it's supposed to be breaking open every box in each level, and yeah, I'm trying to do that, but a lot of them are like hidden, or they're in like secret passages and shit, or you're supposed to like, all right, hit a switch over here and like run backwards to something you activated. I don't even fucking know, like, are you supposed to get some of them? But yeah, because when you finish a level, it shows you, you have like however many fucking boxes you left in the level. So, but yeah, you miss fucking like five boxes, and they make a fucking big deal out of it. And they'll be like, oh, five boxes will fucking fall down from the sky and fucking hit Crash in the head and shit. And, that's a little annoying to sit through after every fucking stage. But, yeah, my main concern is if you do get every, I went back and did like, I think like the first level, it's like, I got every box in that, but they give you like a gem. It's like, oh, here's some fucking like white gem. And I don't know what the fuck that is exactly, but it's fucking like, here's a gem. Okay. And they're showing you like, oh, this is how many like keys you have. This is how many like artifacts you have. Those purple gems and shit. I've never even fucking seen any of that shit. So, yeah, as I was like playing through the levels, it's fucking like, you know, it just seems very straightforward and like linear and shit. But yeah, there's gotta be some hidden bullshit that I don't know about. You know what I mean? There's gotta be like some secret somewhere. Like, I just don't know what the secret is, or how are you supposed to get to it? And yeah, I'm not really much of a collector in games, like period. Like I don't want to be looking for fucking like secrets and shit the whole time. Like, you know what I mean? I'd rather just fucking play through a level. What will piss me off is if you get to like the last level and they say, oh, you know, you have to go back and like collect every gem and like artifact to like get to the last level or fight the last boss or whatever. Yeah, if it's going to be some fucking like shitty collectathon and, you know, it'll probably involve like, oh, you got to like look up how to find every gem to every, get every fucking box. Like how you do that. You have to look that shit up online because it's all like hidden and shit. I'm not a fan of that. I don't like doing that, but I don't know for sure. Like maybe just play through the game fucking normally and you'll be fine. And just some fucking like ultra secret thing. If you get all the gems, I don't give a shit about that. We'll see how it plays out, but, yeah, Crash Bandicoot, insane trilogy. It's a cool game so far. But that's all I can say. It's pretty fucking good. Yeah, I also started playing Dragon's Dogma too, again, just because I could, I don't know. I didn't really fucking remember jack shit about that game. Except that I liked it when it first came out, when I first played it. And yeah, I mean, the little bit that I replayed so far, the game's so cool as shit. And fucking Dragon's Dogma is pretty fucking cool. Yeah, I just dig like the overall style of it. You know, it's an RPG, but it's pretty unique. It's a hybrid. It's like an action game, fucking traditional RPG, a little like MMO stuff going on there. And they have that pawn system in the game where you'll create a permanent companion, and that person will fight alongside you. And when you're offline, when you're not playing, other people can hire them. Like if they're online, like fucking like, oh well, I'll hire this fucking this pawn, and they'll fucking work with somebody like another like real fucking player, and then the pawn ends up gaining like experience points, and fucking they'll pick up items for you and shit, and then like you log back on and then, like they'll be back, and it's like, oh yeah, they'll be leveled up and they'll give you shit. And the game's got a lot going for it. I'm gonna keep this fucking quick for right now. I've only played like a couple hours of it. But I also had more fucking more technical difficulties with it, which is ridiculous. Like this fucking this shit. This time with fucking Dragon's Dogma, I started it up and the game was way too fucking zoomed in. Like I don't know, a quarter of the screen was getting cut off. And I thought I had found the solution to that just in general. I thought it was just a matter of like, I've had that happen a couple times, but the last thing I researched about it made sense, where it's like fucking like, oh, you gotta resize your desktop before you run the game. Cause like on my desktop, I have it like zoomed in like 200%. Just cause fucking again, just so the icons aren't like tiny, you know what I mean? So I'm not like fucking have my eyes up in the fucking monitor, you know? So I'm like, oh, I just fucking zoom it out to 100% and restart the game and shit. But no, that doesn't work. Yeah, with Dragon's Dogma, it's like an entirely different problem that has to do with because I'm playing on a 21:9 monitor. It doesn't support 21:9. So I try looking again, just fucking research and shit, discussions and fucking, you know, Bing, fucking whatever. I try looking for fucking shit, and yeah, I couldn't find fucking anything, you know what I mean? Just anything to solve fucking playing the game 21:9 that wasn't like ridiculous, that wasn't fucking like super involved. The fucking like, oh, run all these, you know, five different fucking external shady fucking programs, and then like, oh, even then we're working on it, but right now we get it, so it's like really stretched out, it looks like shit, but most of the game fits on the screen and shit. And just like, dude, fuck that, dude, I'm all set, I'll fucking deal with fucking black bars, you know, and I just fucking like scaled back whatever, like lowered the resolution and shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna fucking deal with that shit, whatever. Yeah, but the game itself is fun. I mean, specifically the character creator was real fun. You know, just fucking around making your own character. And that's been done before, right? I mean, that's not a big deal. And this one isn't like too crazy or anything like that. But it's something about it. Like they don't really just because they don't give you like absolute control with sliders and shit. And it's not like a million different options and not really getting like granular into fucking like, oh, I want to move the nose over like a millimeter, and you know, the tip of the nose you can play with, and like none of that shit. Like it's just has maybe like 20 different faces and like 5 different body types and like a dozen different voices and that type of shit you can pick from. But yeah, just because of those limitations, I'm like dicking around with it, and it doesn't take much to make some fucking like hilarious fucking abomination of a character. You know, it's just fucking a couple boxes you check off, and it's fucking ridiculous. So yeah, it started off. I'm like, all right, I'll make a chick player character, because I mean we're all about female empowerment here at Grunt Free Press. So I just make a fucking make an average looking blonde girl, like whatever, who cares, just whatever. I named her Sally Field, and then I'm like, all right, let's make her hair gray and try doing that. Then I gave her some like wrinkles and shit, and it just started looking like ridiculous, just because, you know, there's like 5 different like what do you want to call it, like fucking depth of wrinkles, like, you know, aging you can do like 5 different aging looks that you can pick from. So it's like, you know, one a little bit wrinkly, then like you try like 4 and 5, it's just like ridiculous. It looks like a fucking prune, like it's fucking hilarious. So I fucked around with that for a little bit, and then you know, then I'm yeah, one of the facial features is you can have one eye closed all the way, all the time. It's just like one eye open, one eye closed. So it looks like she was like drunk as shit, or she got the shit beat out of her. It's funny either way. So then they have like a slider. You can pick a stance, and I made her all like slouched over and shit. And I just fucking around, like, got red paint on her face and gave her a fucking like high pitched voice. And I don't know. It was fucking funny as shit. I was fucking laughing my ass off fucking with that. And then once you get you know, a little bit in the story, it's like, oh, here's like your pawn you can pick, like your companion. And it gives you the same amount of customization for that too. And I was just gonna make like a stupid like cute little girl to like tag along with her, like a fucking, you know, like Red Riding Hood or some shit. I don't know. I was like, oh, I'll make some little kid. Little girl. And then I'm again just a couple little clicks fucking around. I was like, all right, let's make her black, and I gave her like dreads and shit. And then I'm like, all right, give her like skull face fucking paint, like grease paint. And yeah, I mean just playing around with the options. I was just laughing my fucking balls off, and it's fucking, it's just like, man, this is getting like really fucking racist, like really really fast, like, oh man, some of the shit, I'm like, I can't even do that. Like, that's fucking going like too far, like even for me. Like, it's fucking way too fucking racist. It's fucking funny, but I don't want to be that problematic. I mean, we're on iHeartRadio now, which I also find that fucking hilarious. For some reason, I was like, oh yeah, your podcast has been accepted to iHeartRadio. I was like, fucking really, dude? Like, holy shit. All right. Pretty funny. Yeah, I save most of the racism for the website, gruntfreepress.com. No, I really haven't had any motivation to write anything new there for a bit, but it's summer. I mean, that'll be my excuse for this week. I mean, I can ride that one out for a bit. I'll pretend like that means something to me. Yeah, I'm Absolute DSI everywhere that matters, and yeah, a host of places that don't. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address, and yeah, don't play near. The game fucking sucks so bad.